Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. When John heard in prison that what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receives their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offence at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "When did you go out into the wilderness to look at? What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before me.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Susie. It's time to welcome in Helen this morning. Let's bring her in. Let's unmute her. Good morning, Helen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you nice and warm round on Shakespeare Road?
Oh, yeah. Chris has got his study well warm. I keep telling him he's got to turn things off because of the
expense,
but...
Well, do you know what? John the Baptist part two. I'm going to leave us in your capable hands. I look forward to hearing what you've got to share.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word for us today, your rich word in this season of Advent. And may your word inform our lives as we go forward in your purposes. Amen. Well, I wonder if many of you have engaged with the Advent challenge that Andrew put out with the help of Helen White. The challenge was to do Bible readings for busy people, and their little Bible reading, a little prayer, wonderful stuff. And in it, you can bump into some of the Old Testament prophecies. And this is the time for prophecies in Advent. A wonderful, wonderful series unfolding the message that the Messiah is to come, and what the Messiah will be like, and what the Messianic age will be like. And of course, that's what we're concerned with at the moment. Now, poor old John, our friend John, is in prison, in Herod's prison. And he needs a bit of a reminder about these prophecies because he's having a wobble. And he's saying, "Is Jesus the one who's to come, or are we to wait for another?" He sent his disciples actually to ask Jesus, you know, "Are you the one? What on earth has happened? Has his work as a herald for the Messiah been accomplished, or is there more to do? Is Jesus the right person? How on earth could he doubt? He baptized him. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus as a dove, and God spoke, 'This is my son, and I'm pleased with him.'" You know, but hey, he had a wobble. And we're not really sure why, apart from being in prison, why he had a wobble about Jesus's identity. But we do know that John's preaching was very different from Jesus's. John preached a message of hellfire and fierce judgment. Repent, the day of wrath, the wrath of God is to come. It was very much that kind of thing. And he might have heard about Jesus preaching love and mercy and healing and rejoicing. very different messages. And it may be that John thought, can this be Messiah? Or have I got it all wrong? Anyway, Jesus sent back the message with John's disciples to say what he's doing in his ministry. And the words he's using are more or less from those prophecies. Now, you online didn't have the joy of having the Isaiah reading that the 10:30 people will be having, the Isaiah 35. Do look it up if you've got a Bible at home. Isaiah 35, 1 to 10. Wonderful. Oh, lovely, lovely prophetic reading. And in it, Isaiah is talking about the healing of the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf, as signs of the Messiah. And later in another prophecy, the dead being raised and the poor hearing the good news. All these are signs that Jesus has come inaugurating the messianic age. So, you know, that's it, John the Baptist. Jesus is actually fulfilling the prophecies. So Jesus now turns his attention to the crowds, and that's us. We are the crowds who are listening to the message, and it's a message for our age. Now, we're very, very fortunate, of course, because we're the ones who actually have had the revelation of Jesus as Messiah spread out in front of us, in our preaching, in our Bible, and everywhere we go in church life, we're bumping into kingdom message, the message that Jesus inaugurated, Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was anointed by his Father to redeem the world. We've known that, and this summer and this autumn in our readings from Luke, we've actually had the kingdom unfolded for us, and then Jesus coming, embodying his Father God to Jerusalem for that death and that resurrection. We know that. We know the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. We know the beginning of the apostolic church, the early church. He had, all he had was God's voice, God's prophetic voice in his head, in his heart. And while he was languishing in prison, it seemed as if he wasn't hearing that voice properly. So I believe that actually when the disciples went back to John and told him what Jesus was up to, and that his mission, of course, married with the prophetic words of the Old Testament, he would have believed and he would have heard that voice again in his heart, and he would have died, as he did indeed, rejoicing. Well, here we are, Advent. No wobbling for us, because we know the truth. We're in a period of waiting for the comings of Jesus. The coming of Jesus as baby in the manger, Emmanuel, God with us. And how excited we are to look forward to that day, not too long distant, when we can celebrate Jesus's birthday. And we also remember the coming of Jesus as a grown man, coming into Jerusalem for that final crisis moment of death and resurrection for us. We remember those moments too. And then we celebrate the coming of Jesus at a time when we don't know. It's somewhere in the future, and we're not given to know the time. But it's the time when Jesus, our Saviour, comes back and brings heaven and earth together, a new creation, and we see our God face to face. So three comings, really, we've got to look forward to, and we have to wait. We have to wait. This period in the run-up to Christmas, Advent, we call it, is so, so important. And this year is even more important than ever, because we have all around us people who are starved, who have fasted from Christmas celebrations. It was only last year, when Andrew and Susie had COVID, half the team who put things together had COVID, and Chris and I caught COVID on after we'd I'd done the services, but on Christmas Day. It was wrapped around with this horrible fasting from all the joy that we want. But this year is a time to spread the good news. And we can actually beckon. We think that we at St. Mary's have got a fabulous offering this Christmas. We've got carols for everybody to sing. We've got Christingle for the families in church for the first time since 2019. We've got a beautiful midnight communion, if that's your bag, something formal and something quiet, apart from rousing carols. And we've got the gorgeous Christmas Day, even carol singing in the streets if you're in Hanwell. Now, I know some of you will be in different countries even, but somewhere around you, there will be something that you could invite a friend to. This is a time to say, come and see. You know, Christians apparently are in the minority now. They're saying Christianity is dying in England. Hey, blow it. We're not dying in Hanwell anyway. We're really up for it. We're up for inviting mission, spreading this great message of light in a dark world. So let's be like John and spread the good news of the coming of Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you that we can offer things. It's exciting to be able to live these festivities in a proper way now. And Father, we pray that there'll be so many invitations going out to come and see, for the Lord is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.